the Tom Likas Show.
It's not so bad with the shaking of the tuchus.
Now, from the new normal studios in Burbank.
I'm ready for sex.
Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. From the new normal studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. Our podcast is available on demand. Just go to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. It's a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show, an extra hour just for you. That's right, we do it all for you. Remember McDonald's used to say that? We do it all
for you.
For you. It's public service. Of course. And in this hour, we are joined by attorney Adam Sachs, who joins us in his guise as family law attorney. Adam Sachs, good to see you.
Great to see you, Tom.
What's going on?
Another exciting couple of days, man.
Really?
What's up with you? How's everything?
Everything's going great. I had a nice long weekend up at the ranch. I feel good. But I came back here specifically because you were on today.
Really? For me? Thank you, Tom.
Well, yeah.
I appreciate that.
I mean, the weather's been fabulous. What am I doing?
I'm still glad to see you.
Good to see you.
I saw you powering the Tesla. That was good.
Yes. I finally remembered to plug it in.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got a good range, right? It's 300 miles, but that's...
Well,
you know,
no, that's what they said before it was released. Then it became 265. And the real world range is about 230 miles.
Uh-oh. So it's ever diminishing.
Well, it's one thing to project based on what you think is going to happen, and it's another thing to have real-world people driving the car, and then you see what really happens. You know, well, by the way, that battery really takes a hit in cold weather. I understand. So,
really?
Yes.
Right. Well, we don't have that problem here in L.A., right?
No, we don't.
So, Tom, I've been reading about this couple of good lines lately, which is women have choices and men have responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about some of the things that you were talking about. There's this recurring theme in personal ads that women put up on the Internet all over the place. Sometimes I go on Craigslist and read them just for laughs, you know?
Yes.
And one of the classic things that a woman writes is that she wants honesty and she wants you to be her best friend.
Yes.
And that is full on the floor.
She tells her she's 29 years old.
All right. So she's not starting with a lot of honesty.
No.
But I think that is full on the floor hilarious in terms of honesty and intimate relationships. I mean, that is just not going to happen. It actually is that thing that Carlin talked about, which is, you know, good old George Carlin, that if people were honest, no one would know what to do. The whole system would just collapse. And one of the things that I've been really working on lately and I wanted to talk to you about today is just absolutely control and the loss of control. And when you talk about, it's kind of disgusting in a way, but when you splooge, you really are sort of giving out a million blank checks. Or
that's right.
Actually a billion, right?
Something like that.
Some absurd hundreds of millions number.
Yes.
But I know as weird as that sounds, there is a lot of truth to that. And the fascinating thing that you say, and I say this to my clients, you know, once we turn this case around, you'll be driving the bus. And that's sort of the thing. It's who's driving the bus. And what shifts is the element of control. When you get a woman pregnant, it's hard to even begin to explain how the power shifts. And although in some ways she's vulnerable, you know, having a baby and being pregnant and all, it's amazing how in the modern world things have been switched so radically and so desperately. I did a case today which was very upsetting. I'm a little, I don't know if shaken up is the right word, but it was just today. And what happened was, which is just so unbelievable, is that this guy, he was working for the government and his contract ran out. And he ended up going to law school. And that was just, you know, something that he was interested in. This woman that he had this affair with actually had sued him for child support. And it turns out that this is a bit of a cottage industry for her. She's some kind of a school teacher. She makes a relatively modest income. And then she has four children with four different guys. And she gets a check from each of the four through child support. And I think she set him up for this very much so. And we went into court today, and we're sitting with this caseworker from Child Support Services. And she says to him, you know, you have no business going to law school. Isn't that something?
Really?
It's like the Twilight Zone in a way, you know? It's like, who the fuck are you, you little functionary, to tell someone, you know, he shouldn't be going to school? Now, I thought that, you know, it's like sort of like inversion. I always thought, Tom, that we wanted people to better themselves, didn't we?
I thought so.
You want to have government encourage people with student loans and grants to go back to school. Remember Obama had this program to get go back to school and get your degree and get higher education and all this, you know?
Right.
And the tax incentives and all this sort of thing. So this guy ends up having a child that he didn't want with a woman who lied to him and tricked him and told him she was on birth control when she wasn't. And he ends up having the child, making the most of it. You know, what can you do? She gives him a very hard time seeing the child, so he sees very little of the child. She went straight to court and got as much money as she could. And now that his job and his contract have run out, and he said, well, I can't find the job that I want, so I'm going to go back to school to improve my life. Excuse me. Now he's being told by this caseworker, you should go to law school, if anything, part-time, and work really hard to pay your child support. And so that's what we talked about of modern-day slavery, right?
Of course.
Here he's a guy, and he's supposed to give up his dreams and his goals. And, you know, technically speaking, if he goes to law school and becomes a lawyer and makes more money, it's actually going to be better for the kid ultimately. He's going to be able to pay more child support. But here the caseworker, who is this governmental agency person, is telling him, you can't go to law school. It's amazing to me. And we were sitting in court, and the case before us was a guy who was a real loser who had been collecting cash aid for the past 6 months. And what's fascinating is that he actually got a benefit. Because he was collecting cash aid and he's on welfare, they actually suspended his child support for 6 months. So my guy is actually being punished for going to law school, and this schmuck was being rewarded for collecting cash aid. And I mean, when you talk about women wanting to have their control over a man and tentacles in a man and to have that modicum of control that women seem to want, if you think about the ultimate of a guy, remember you were talking about a vagina you used to use or whatever?
Yes.
Right? Here's a guy where this woman and him have not been together for years, and she is still pulling the strings now. And she's saying, oh, really, you want to go to law school? Well, fuck you. You can't go. You're my slave. You have to work and pay me. And according to the law, child support is the first priority. So before you pay your rent, before you pay anything, you have to pay child support. So here he is paying this child support for a child that he doesn't really know, doesn't get to see, and he's supposed to sacrifice even his education and his future and the possibility of making a better life for himself. And everyone's sitting there doing this, and they're all nodding like it's perfectly normal. Meanwhile, she hired a lawyer who's some relative of hers or something, and he's sitting there, you know, Ming the Merciless. You know, saying like, you know, well, I don't really believe that he lost his job. And I don't really believe that he had a choice to go to law school. I think he purposely quit his job. And I don't believe it. And I'm showing him the papers, and he's just like ripping everything I'm showing to shreds, like this prosecutor, essentially. And this poor fucker is just like sitting there like you gotta see the look on the face. It's like, how did this happen to me? How could this have happened to me? What did I do to deserve it? And it's such a manifest injustice, Tom. It's unbelievable. And it's happening really every day.
Wow. That's outrageous. And I hear those stories. I also hear the stories of people who are restricted in their movements. Like if they want to see their kid, they have to live in a certain zip code or a certain county or a certain city or a certain state. Or otherwise they're not going to see their kid. How far do judges get involved in people's lives as far as where they can live?
The real vibe normally is that you're not allowed to leave, you know, either like your immediate area or the county or certainly the state. What happens that's really tragic, for example, is let's say you were from France or something and you want to take your kid to France to see the grandparents or whatever. I mean, there's lots of people from different countries. That's going to be very problematic. I had a guy who just really liked taking cruises, and he used to take his daughter on cruises. And the cruise, as it turns out, goes to international waters and goes to Mexico. It's not like this ultra expensive cruise, but it's like around, you know, Southern California and whatnot. So the little girl needs to have a passport with her because they're going to go to Mexico on the Panama Canal or whatever. And fucking mother would not sign the passport application. And we're taking her to court, and we're carrying her. It's not that he was kidnapping the kid. There's no issue. He wasn't going to disappear with the kid. She just was a hard-ass bitch and wouldn't sign it. And he ended up literally having booked it, like, you know, like, was non-refundable. He, like, lost the tickets. And that was already, like, happening quite a few times. What guys don't realize is that the loss of control where you get involved with a woman and you have a kid with her, and it's just a woman's nature to ultimately hate the man that she has a child with. I read an article today, Tom, this woman was writing. This just shows you how, like, what passes. It's great, the new normal, by the way. This is what passes for normal today.
Right.
I mean, you're so fucking right on, Tom. It's not to be believed. This woman was saying in one of these women's journal things, I found it on Facebook or something, and she was saying that whenever she has sex with a man, she starts to loathe him. So she says she goes out with a guy a few times, they have sex a few times, and she realizes how much she fucking hates him. And by the second or third time they've had sex, she's talking about how she wants to kill him, basically. Now, if you try to imagine on the other side of things, if a man wrote this, if a man said, after I screw a woman, I want to cut her throat, you know? This would be, like, the most misogynistic, you're a pig, I can't believe it.
Yeah.
She's given herself to you, she trusted you, and now you hate her? What's wrong with you, you misogynist asshole? But here, you see continuously where women are so fucking angry. They're so full of rage and hatred. What's really also interesting, Tom, and I really feel bad to get into any particular racial group about this, but I have got to say there's really a pattern, particularly among Hispanics, okay, and particularly in the context of being Catholic, I think. And again, I don't particularly hate Catholics or anything. I think you were a Catholic, Tom, come to think of it.
No, my mother attempted
well,
to raise me Catholic.
Okay.
And lied to me and didn't tell me my grandfather was Jewish.
It oh, just, dear.
It rolled right into action trying to get me to be Catholic. It never worked.
So you're this close to being a member of the tribe, Tom. Who knew?
Yeah, well, that's right.
Lithuanian Jew.
That's right.
But in terms of Catholicism, in the context of some of the more traditional stuff where you're not supposed to have sex until you're married, you're not supposed to use birth control, especially not barrier methods like condoms or spilling seed or whatever, what ends up happening a lot of times, I think, is that people, particularly in Hispanic culture, end up getting together very, very young. I talked to guys, and they got with this girl who was like one of their sister's friends or something, or one of their best friend's sister or whatever, when they were 12 or 14. You know, they started seeing this person, and then they plan to get married. So they don't do that sex before marriage thing. They say, well, he's my fiance, so it's somehow okay. They end up having children at a very young age because they don't use birth control. But then this is the weird thing. They end up having this anachronistic life, which is that now they're in their 20s or in their early 30s, and they have like a few kids that are pretty young, and then the mother, this is what's absolutely unbelievable, she didn't get it out of her system when she was young. She became involved and married or had children much too young, and so now she's 31, and she starts partying and going to clubs, and she's got like a 4-year-old and a 5-year-old at home, and she looks at her husband and she goes, you know, there's more to life than just you. You're boring.
Right.
You and the fucking kids are killing me.
Yep.
She's got a couple of single girlfriends. They start partying, taking a girls' night out, girls' weekend in Vegas. And these women, Tom, and I've seen this, it's so devastating to the guys. I had a guy the other day, really, a very, very proud man in his mid-30s, very kind of a macho kind of guy. And he was crying in the hallway in court. Because he could not believe that this woman that he had really devoted his life to, he had been with her for 20 years, Tom. He was 35, but he had been with her since he was 15. And he was saying, I bought her a house, we have a family, what the fuck is wrong with her? And she ultimately admitted to him that she started going out with her girlfriends. Tom, you know the story. They were all single.
Right.
And they're encouraging her. You know, they're telling her, oh, you're missing out. Look how the fun we're having. Get rid of your stupid husband. She admitted to him that she had been screwing around on him for about a year with a couple of different guys in different
situations.
Probably
3 years.
Maybe so. But you know the story. If they go to girls' night out, they're getting groped. They're getting offered, you know, propositions. Sooner or later, they're going to give it a try. And they're going to get a little drunk or whatever. You know how I get when I drink tequila, you know?
Right. And then you blame it on the tequila. You know, I was watching Maury the other night.
Oh, don't even start with Maury.
Oh, I'm going to tell you about Maury. I was watching the other night. It was a repeat. But when I was watching Maury the other night, it was a show about a black woman and her black husband. And they were married. And they had kids. And she would go out at night. They had 8 kids. And she would go out at night and leave him home with the kids. And she told Maury, yeah, I like to go out and shake it in the club, Maury. And
yeah, so shake it, huh?
Immediately, you know she fucked someone else. You just know she did. So I correctly predicted that while he was the father of the 2 kids in question out of the 8, that she had fucked around. And the fact is, if you insist on getting married, you kiss your nightclub days goodbye. Guys, if she wants to go out to clubs at night, the marriage is over. End it now. Don't wait to find out what's going to happen.
Why can't, come on, Tom. Can't a girl have fun?
Yeah.
Can't a girl have friends?
Yep, it's called being single.
Yeah.
Marriage is not fun. It's work. And it is not fun. It is responsibility. That's why I tell people don't get married, okay? If you don't want responsibility, don't get married.
But I said at the beginning, women have choices, men have responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
What's fascinating, and we talked about this, and this is exactly on point, which is that women want to get married, they just don't want to be married.
Right. And they want to have baby showers, but they don't want to raise children.
Right.
Women want to be the center of attention. That's why they want weddings and baby showers. But they do not want to do the work involved in, if it's even possible to make a marriage work. And part of the work means you're done at nightclubs. You're done dancing at night with your girlfriends. You're done going out for drinks. You're done with bars. You're done. That's the end of it. If you don't like the idea of it being done, don't get married. End of story.
One of the really fascinating things along these lines, too, which is amazing, we've talked about this before, is many of the women that I've known over the years have opposite-sex friends. And that is really fucked up.
Right.
And as a guy, you know the story. You're going to get into an argument with her. She's going to go over her friend's house. She's going to cry in his arms about what a piece of shit you are, and she's going to fuck him. Okay? And he is sitting there on the sidelines like a wolf, waiting for the scraps, okay?
Yes.
He is waiting for the moment to make his move. And that's the same thing a woman says to you. Can't a girl have friends, you know?
Yeah. You can have friends, but you can't be married. Not to me, thank you.
The problem is that there has to be a balance. And we talked about in our grandmother's era where, you know, grandma was, you know, home baking pies, and a woman today has her own cell phone and 15 email addresses and Facebook and MySpace.
16 Google Voice numbers. 866 slut, 852 tramp, 861 whore.
Problem is, Tom, we may really have created the world today in a way that none of this stuff applies anymore. I mean, I know you talk about Powerball, and I have had many people tell me, look, I know these people, I know these couples, they're truly happy, they've been together, you know, 30 years, whatever, okay, they still have sex, it's still great, okay? And that's like the thing, well, I know someone did win the $125 million, you know?
Right.
But it's like the odds of getting struck by lightning.
It's like people say, well, I like to think that my marriage is the exception to the rule. And I say, I like to think that Santa Claus is coming to town, I like to think that.
They're definitely...
The fact that I like to think something doesn't make it true.
There is kind of this bunker mentality, the in-group mentality, sort of the cult mentality, which is that when you're in the relationship, you have to tell yourself that. You have to convince yourself. You have to say, you know, I know what you mean. This is our special love. And I remember you used to put that music in the background.
That's right.
Wasn't even that
show. That was that Percy Faith theme from A Summer Place.
Thank you, A Summer
Place. Absolutely.
But there we go. Thank you for that, Mike. The point is that our love
1961.
61.
Our love is unlike any other love.
Special, unique love.
No one else has ever loved anyone the way we love each other. Hand in hand, skipping down the beach. That's the way it is.
You need to think that way, Tom. I mean, you can't just go in and, you know, say, well, she's another bitch and she's going to fuck me over.
But
you know?
She is another bitch who's going to fuck you over.
Thanks. The problem is that in the downside, which I guess is what we talk about the most, it's beyond comprehension, Tom. It's the most ruinous possible thing that you could do. And you see these guys with this look on their face. I'm serious. And they're just saying, what the fuck happened to my life? And I've seen cases, and this is the craziest thing of all. You know, I have done gay divorce.
Really? Already?
Oh, sure.
That didn't take long.
No, I've been doing plenty of them. And there's this guy who's one of my gay clients. He's a real cool dude. And he was married to this guy, and I helped him get divorced. And now, Tom, just like every fucking thing that they opened up. Well, because of the Supreme Court case, right, and gays have all the rights now, you can apply as a gay person for your gay partner from another country to get a green card.
Oh, really?
Now, you could always do that in the past. You could marry a woman from Russia or whatever, right? Well, here, gays can do it, too. So here's this gay guy, and he is setting up to sponsor this man from Brazil or something, and he's going to bring him in. And I, you know, Tom, like somehow because he was gay, I didn't think of it immediately, but I gave myself a couple of seconds, and I said to him, I said, you know, you're going to have to file an affidavit of support. And that means that if he becomes a ward of the state, you're going to have to pay it all back. It used to be limited to 16 grand a year. Now it's unlimited.
16 grand a year for 10 years.
Right. Now it's unlimited for unlimited number of years.
Oh,
so
my.
I said to him, you and I like a year ago went over the form, if you remember.
Yes.
And I said to this guy, I said, you know, that would apply to you. You know, like it took me a minute to kind of think it through, you know, but it's, you know, it's just the same exact thing except a gay guy. So I said, dude, it's exactly the same. You could be in that situation. And when you think about the chance of winning Powerball, as you say, Tom, or that song, you know, convincing yourself that this is the exception to all the rules, but then the downside, and the downside is, you know, you talk funny. You used to always say this, Tom, losing half your stuff or half your things being taken away. Tom, it's not half your things taken away. If it was half your things taken away, the divorce would take less than a month. What ends up happening, and this is a fact, Tom, is the woman knows she's getting half. So that's calculated in the first 5 minutes. And then she sees, what else can she get? Okay? Because she doesn't want just half. She wants half, plus she wants the car, she wants you to pay her attorney's fees, she wants the house. So she wants to get closer to 75, 80, 85, 90%. And you're supposed to be left on the fucking side of the street.
Right.
And you think about, you know, over the years you and I invested in stocks, right? And we bought the wrong stock and we lost some money. You know, you look at it and you're pissed at yourself, you know. You know, those 200 shares cost me, you know, 25 grand. What a waste, you know. This is nothing compared to getting a divorce.
Right.
This is the most ruinous thing you could possibly dream of. And here, this guy that I talked about this morning, he didn't even get married. He's just some stupid guy fucking some random chick who hasn't done that, right? Forgot about the condom because she's telling him she's on the shot. How's that for a good one?
Oh, love that.
Right? And by the way, Tom, she was a single mother.
Of course.
So he had a nice red flag or two. And he's thinking somehow it's all going to work out. And life just doesn't go that way.
Jesus. Unbelievable.
So, Tom, I got one for you. Get this.
What's that?
Okay, it's Swedish. It's Att gifte sig. Did you get that?
I heard it.
It means to get married. But you know what it also means?
What?
It means to poison yourself.
Oh, my.
It's the same expression, Tom.
Oh, jeez.
Also in Norwegian, apparently.
Wow.
So think about it, man. Those Vikings knew something, Tom.
Yes, they did.
So when you say you're getting married, you're also saying you're poisoning yourself.
Right. Exactly right. And you are.
Built right into the language.
You know, there's nothing wrong with having sex. There's nothing wrong with having a friend with benefits. And, you know, I talk about having kids. I will continue to endorse the idea of having kids yourself. Going out and finding a surrogate, signing the appropriate contract, and then having kids with no woman having any rights to those kids, any right to tell you what state you can live in or how much money you have to pay out. Nothing. No telling you that your kid is going to be a Hare Krishna, or your kid is going to be a Protestant, or your kid is going to be this or that. You make all the decisions. You have all the rights and responsibilities. But these guys who want to entrust their lives to these chicks, in many cases, they really hardly know compared to friends of theirs, family members, what have you, just entrust their financial futures. It's unbelievable to me that they still do it.
Well, the real question would be, that power corrupts, right?
Right.
So do you really think you're going to put your balls in her hands and she's not going to give them a fucking squeeze?
Right.
I mean, seriously. And I have been in a lot of circumstances in court where people are doing unbelievably cruel things to each other. And you say, why are you doing this? And it's because I can. There's no rationality to it. The fact that it's allowed, the fact that it passes for normal, the new normal, the fact that a woman knows she can get away with it, it's like, well, why the fuck shouldn't I?
Right.
And my lawyer told me, why should I take half when I can get two-thirds?
Right. And that's what happens, boys. By the way, those of you who've called in here and said, oh, you know, I don't think the attorney is going to do anything. She's going to go in. She told me she doesn't want anything. She told me just wants to end it, just wants it over with. You know, I've been there, divorced four times, and here's what the attorney says. It's always silly. Do you know what you could be getting? Do you know what you're leaving on the table? Do you know what you've given up? Here, let me show you how much you could have. Then they show them. And then that same woman who said she was perfectly cool just wanted to get out.
She's just going
to
walk
she's
away.
She's a cool chick, you know. Then you find out how much they want and how much they're going to try to take you for.
What's fascinating is I have a guy now who also a Likas listener. And he set up with this woman a court date or whatever. And he's telling me it's no sweat and she's so cooperative and all this. And I had a conflict with the day and I called her to ask her to continue it, you know, to make it a little later. And she's like, fuck you, no way. And I said to her, I said, what's wrong with you? I said, just so you know, it's common courtesy between, lawyers and litigants, and I can't make it that day, and I need you to help me to change it. That's how the system works, okay? We're supposed to work together. Someday, you might need to change a date, and you'll need my help. And she says, fuck you.
Jesus.
See, that shows you, Tom. That shows you. You can't let power be given away capriciously because the person who gets them is going to turn into a petty dictator.
That's
a little
right.
Narcissistic bitch. And she's going to be sitting there with your kids and your money in your house. And she's going to go, fuck you. And you're going to say, why are you doing this to me? Can you please sign the passport form? I want to take our daughter on a trip. And she's going to say, fuck you.
Right?
Just because she can. Just because she can. That's the craziness of it.
That's exactly right.
Are you willing to give up your life like that?
A lot of guys are. That's my story of my life, is talking to those guys. And speaking of talking to those guys, here is your opportunity to call in and talk with us. We have with us divorce attorney Adam Sachs in studio. And he's here to answer your questions about divorce, child custody, alimony, or we call it vaginamony, child support, prenups, postnups. And maybe you've got that restraining order you have heard so much about. You can talk to us right now at this number, 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number, 901-3000-866.
No transmitters, no satellite dishes, no corporate bullshit. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
On this show, I love talking about how to save money. Well, here's one great way to save some money. If you need insurance, Coslo Insurance is the place to go to get the best deal. That's COSTLO, Coslo. Independent, family-owned and operated since 1965. Big fans of our show, and they're just great people. You know, when I was having trouble getting my Tesla Model S insured, and I was having trouble, Coslo got the job done. Quick, easy. Total pleasure to deal with. Are you kidding? I'm so proud to be insured through Coslo. I think it's great. Now, you really should give them a call. Get a free, no-obligation quote at this number. 818-707-7711. Or visit CoslowInsurance.com and see how much you can save. Now, they represent lots of A-plus rated insurance companies, and they'll work with you to get the right protection at the right price. For property, auto, commercial, health, or life insurance, it's 818-707-7711. Competitive rates for all risks, from DUIs to spotless driving records, from basic liability to comprehensive full coverage policies. Do what I did. Call 818-707-7711 or visit Costlo.com today. Costlo, C-O-S-T-L-O.
Do you have tiny balls? You know, you once had big balls, but things started changing around you. First television, then your favorite radio station. It all became so vaginized that slowly but surely, your balls just started to wither away. Well, don't worry. You're not alone. Up to 98% of men suffer from tiny ball syndrome. That's right, TBS. But now, there's hope. 4 out of 5 doctors recommend New Normal Rock. New Normal Rock, just by removing ballads, broads, and bullshit from your hard rock diet, will help you grow your balls back and get you back to that big, bald lifestyle you deserve. New Normal Rock. Newer, faster, harder rock for big, healthy balls. Ask your doctor.
Okay, boys, let's talk about step-ups. That's step-ups, top quality insoles. Now, as you know, chicks bring so many deceiving tactics to the game, it's ridiculous. Fake knockers, nails, eyelashes, hair color. How about high heels? Women are never the height they appear to be. Well, now it's your turn to even the playing field, and that's where step-ups come in. With step-ups, anyone, even you, can be 2 inches taller instantly. Thanks to revolutionary technology, step-ups fit perfectly inside your shoe, and no one will ever know they're there. And while wearing step-ups, you can do anything you normally do. Get them now for the ridiculously low price of $21.95. And not only that, for a limited time only, enter coupon code TOM101 and get free lifetime replacement on your step-ups. Did you hear that? Lifetime replacement for Tom Likas Show listeners only. Plus, they'll throw in a free upgrade to priority shipping. Go to step-ups.com for a unique, ultra-comfortable walking on air experience. Life is short. You don't have to be. Get step-ups today.
Hammer time.
The Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, here we are at 901-3000. Tom, a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. 901-3000-866. By the way, a reminder, you have missed a lot. If you have not been to newsforguys.com recently, so many stories, so little time. Outrageous. Outrageous stuff. Go to newsforguys.com right now. Check it out. Make sure you bookmark it. If you look at sites like, I don't know, Fox News, CNN, ESPN, if you have those saved and bookmarked, you should have newsforguys.com saved. Have the updated. With all these stories are coming out, and we update that thing frequently. Plenty of fresh content at newsforguys.com. All right, 901-3000. Tom is our telephone number. Look at those phone calls. Plenty of people calling in here for divorce attorney Adam Sachs at 901-3000. Tom, it's 901-3000-866. Carl in Los Angeles, you're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Tom? How you doing, Adam?
Hey, Carl, what's up?
Hey, everything's good. Everything's not so well. I got a girl pregnant, and she was married, and she had 4 prior kids to that, so this is her 5th.
Uh-oh. And may I ask why you did that? I'm just curious.
That's asking for drama, man.
Easy pussy. That's the first.
Easy pussy. That's why it's easy.
Easily getting killed by her husband.
There is no free lunch and there is no free pussy, as you're finding out.
I'm finding out right now.
But Carl, so, I mean, thinking, you can have her husband.
I've been trying to read online, things like that. I've been reading if if the child was conceived during a marriage and she had the baby while they were still legally married, I was trying to figure out, is there any, like, financial responsibility I have?
Probably,
or
custody
rights to the child at all?
Probably not. One of the basic principles of law is that the child of a marriage is presumed to be the husband's child. And so, I mean, I think it's scary. You know, didn't you ever think about this guy coming after you with, like, a shotgun or something like that?
Not really, because it was already on the rocks already from what I hear.
Jealousy.
I wasn't really worried about the relationship status. I was worried about getting some puss on the late night.
No, I understand.
I'm a truck driver, so when you get off the road, you're not worried about nothing. You just say, where you at? Can we meet up? Let's.
Well, you got to learn about pseudonyms and disposable telephones.
That's right, man.
Think Google
like
Talk.
A terrorist,
that's
you know?
That's what I need to go ahead and do right there. Give me a Google Talk so I can be more on the low with it. But it was something else y'all was talking about earlier. I was a guest, I guess I could say that, on the Maury show.
You were?
No way.
Child. Yes.
Oh, my God.
What show? Because I watch Maury every day.
Yeah, that's a great show.
I know. I'm a long-time listener. 5,000 Facebook friends, part one.
I saw that.
It was a big girl.
You saw that one?
Her sister
yes,
and all
I did.
Kids, and I brought some running shoes and all that.
She was upset because he had so many Facebook friends. I saw the
that's
show.
Far out, man.
Yeah, that
was you?
Show, but I wasn't. No, I was the first person that came out on the show.
Jesus, dude.
I know if Dino YouTubed it and see it, part one, Carl and Takara, you'll see me on there.
All right, well, you're pretty hardcore there, Carl.
Yeah, man. I dodged that bullet, but this one right here, I'm just trying. I don't want to get because I'm giving her like a check, writing child support on it.
No,
but I really don't hold the weight. I know.
No, what the fuck are you doing? Okay, listen. Bottom line, okay?
I'm fucking up.
My experience had been, this is also some of the court cases, it's sort of the opposite. This is where a guy in your position has a child with a married woman and he wants to see the child or wants to be in the child's life. And the law generally cuts that guy off. The presumption is that she's married and that her children are from her husband. So you could do very well to walk away, if that's what you want, I presume. And giving her child support checks, that's fucking stupid.
I kind of want to be there.
Kind of?
As time goes on, I'm kind of like, I really didn't want to.
Wait, you want to be there for, wait. You want to be there for what?
Well, you love the kid?
I want to be there for the kid, my son, but.
Tom,
Wait a minute. The mother is not going to tell her husband that you're the father, is she?
Oh, they got it. They got a divorce.
Now.
They got a divorce.
And she's got four other kids, right?
Father.
And by the way, do you have, if you were on Maury, did you get a DNA test?
I got a DNA test the one when I was on Maury.
No, I'm talking about with this one.
I didn't get a DNA test. For
why not? How do you know it's yours?
Jesus, dude.
I don't.
She's a fuck around. She fucked with you. What makes you think you're the father? That's a big ego talking there, pal. You think you're a big stud? How do you know you're even the father?
How do I counsel a guy like this, Tom?
Seriously.
Me, Tom.
I guess you just got to, I just feel it.
Yeah, guess what? You are on Maury. You have watched Maury. How often do people feel it, and then it turns out they felt wrong?
At least 60% of the time.
That's my point.
Yeah.
You're not responsible. Yeah. You were not married to her. You knocked her up while she was married. It's presumed that the husband was the father. That's it.
But I'd be worried about rearage on child support.
Put the money in the bank. If you're worried about arrearage, put the money in the bank.
Do you see how you keep giving him outs, Tom, and he doesn't want to take them?
Right. Put the money in the bank.
Why don't you just give her all your money? That's my suggestion.
Just put it in the bank.
Why don't you do what you really want to do, which is give her the money even though it's not your kid, okay?
Now, this is important, though, for the other guys out there, maybe who are thinking a little more sensibly. All right, so let's say you do something stupid and you knock up some other guy's wife.
Oh, my God.
Can that woman come back and say, I want a DNA test and I want to prove that?
No.
No. So this guy's off the hook.
I know. He doesn't want to be off the hook.
Carl, you're off the hook.
His brain is off the fucking hook.
She's going to find a way to make ends meet. That's it. She's probably getting child support from the ex-husband. She's probably getting vagina money from the ex-husband. Why do you need to pay? Yeah, why? To have access to the kid? No. She can pull the rug out from under you at any time.
To keep fucking her.
Pregnant, she was just 17 years old. She remembers sitting at her doctor's office, staring with envy at all the other expectant parents because her baby's father, Carl, had vanished.
Carl! There you go.
Holy shit. That was you?
Yes, that's me.
Holy shit, that Tom, that is off the hook,
there
man.
There you go. I had to happen eventually because, you know, everybody knows I'm a Maury fan.
Oh, my God.
It had to happen eventually. Yeah. One of those guys had to check in with us.
Dude, I want your autograph,
I've been meaning to call in for the longest, but I just, you know, like, never, you know, got up the strength to just do it. I was like, let me go and call in.
So you do realize you could pay her money, and at one point she could just pull the rug out from under you and say you're not seeing the kid anymore, that's it.
Yeah.
And there's nothing
Carl
you can do.
Disappeared the moment she told him she was pregnant. Now baby Keyshawn is 1 year old. Oh, look at him.
Oh, Keyshawn.
And Carl, who's said to be the father, has never met this child.
Boom.
Carl, how could you? And what happened? Was that was it your kid?
It wasn't my kid.
There we go.
It wasn't my kid.
So you should know this just from that experience, Carl. You should know that you may not be the father of this kid.
That I take it. It may be a possibility.
Maybe a possibility. It is definitely a possibility.
Definitely a possibility.
Yes.
Wow.
Right.
I'm impressed, man.
So why would you pay one penny? By the way, let me ask you this question, Adam. By writing a check and signing his name to
it. That's a bad precedent, man.
Isn't he then, can she take that as evidence that he's the father?
He's definitely working in that direction.
Is that what you want, Carl?
It's not a good idea.
We've talked in the past about
men.
You don't
men.
Want that, but you're doing it. You're putting your signature on checks. Do you write on the memo line? Do you write child support?
He just said he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Why?
We talked about men taking on the parental
role. By the way, let me take another angle, Adam, that I want the guys to hear it because Carl is over the moon here. But even if you, all right, let's say you're a guy like Carl, you don't even know if you're the father. She was married to somebody else, and at some point they decide that Carl is the father. Somehow, the money he has written checks for, he wouldn't get any credit for that in the future, would he?
Of course not.
He'd still owe arrearages.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you would not get credit for any of that, Carl.
Tom,
ever.
Please don't even get me started, man.
Yeah, Carl, do you understand that?
I understand now.
It wouldn't matter if she somehow convinced the court that you were the father and you were responsible, and you said, mm-hmm. "Well, look, I got copies of checks. It says here's my name, Carl, and it says child support." The judge would say, "Hey, tough luck. You were not ordered to pay child support. That was not ordered by a family court. We didn't talk about how much you should pay or how you paid nothing."
So even though she was married, that doesn't hold precedent over.
Why? But the point is, arrearages. Here's the arrearage part problem. You are writing, you are giving written evidence that you are admitting that you think you're the father.
The hassle is, and we talked about this before, that by acting in the parental role, picking up the kids from school, playing with the kids, some of the shit that you were talking about, giving the kid a bath, as I recall.
Yeah.
If you do that for a while, there's a certain point where the DNA test doesn't matter anymore. And that even if the child is not yours biologically, the judge can still stick it to you. And they can say, well, Mr. Likas, you were with the child for several years, and the child's calling you dad, and you're taking him to his school and his bar mitzvah, and you're his fucking dad.
By the way, the number of people have called me dad. Can you imagine how much child support I hold over the years?
I think I called you dad a couple times.
Right?
Shit.
That's crazy.
So, Carl, you got to stop what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
Got to.
Carl, please, man, pull it together, man. You're scaring us.
Girl, he ain't did nothing for my baby. Oh. He ain't brought no pepper, no sauce, no nothing.
They always say that. We talked about this. Pampers. They always say he don't buy me no diapers. Right. What the hell's that about?
He ain't bought me no diapers.
He ain't bought me no Pampers, man.
Christ.
Oh, man, that is hilarious right there.
Jesus, man.
Should I even try to go get a DNA test?
Oh, dude.
Why?
Call me after
what
the show,
for?
Man. I don't know where to start.
I don't get it. How about you just cut off all contact and move on?
Yeah, the pussy must have been really good. That's all I can say.
He's probably still getting
it. It was the head. I'm a head guy. It was
ever, huh?
You were a vagina guy at least once.
No, I was a vagina guy once until I found head was just so much better.
Well, you should have thought of that before you knocked up somebody else's wife.
Yeah.
You were not a head guy then.
No.
Were you a head guy when you were in Maury? No.
It always start off with the head, then I just get tired, then I just want to hurry up and get it over with.
Oh, my.
Tom, society has collapsed,
yeah.
I'm convinced.
Unbelievable.
Has society collapsed, Tom?
Hey, I've been doing this show for a long time, and I've been watching Maury for a long time. This is the first time somebody who's been on Maury called in.
Because here's the guy you're talking about. Here's Carl. Carl.
You don't give me no Pampers.
Oh, man.
Damn.
I saw that show. You know what? I saw your show.
One, Tom.
Well, as I've seen every show for the last 5 years, every one. All episodes. 100%.
It was
embarrassing,
crazy time.
Dude.
And they gave you free transportation to Hartford, Connecticut, or whatever. Stamford, Connecticut. Yes.
Yeah.
Why don't you learn your fucking lesson? How about that?
I'll bet that's around a lot of fun time. Taking a trip to Stamford, Connecticut, huh?
A lot of vagina.
Yeah, now as soon as they get you off the plane at JFK, they shoot you up there. In 24 hours, you right back home.
When it comes to one-year-old Keyshawn, Carl, you are not.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
The girl immediately starts crying hysterically.
And running backstage.
And running behind the thing.
Yes.
She's humiliated.
Oh, no, boy, I can't believe it. He looked just like him. I swear he was the father. Look at those toes, Maury. Look at that forehead. You want to bring somebody else back? How many people did you sleep with 9 months ago? We'll bring them all in.
We said bring them in here.
Have a panel discussion.
We're going to get you talk to a therapist, girlfriend. I don't worry. I'm going to get you a therapist.
How many Facebook friends did she have? I'll tell you what.
More than enough. Jesus.
All right, Carl. You know what you have to do. Stop writing checks. Don't take a DNA test. You just cut off all contact. Consider this like a mulligan on your life and move on.
Jesus.
And move on.
Oh,
my God. All
right, thanks, Tom. Thanks,
don't,
Adam.
Don't be
don't
a drama
buy,
queen,
don't buy
man.
Any Pampers, either.
No Pampers.
No, no more Pampers. No more Pampers. Wife.
Of all the things to be mad about, Tom, why are they always mad about that?
Unbelievable. Well, God, Carl,
no
thank you. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Great call.
Great.
Wow.
Scary, man. Jesus, we go across all groups, Tom.
I can't count all the problems I have with what he was saying. I can't even list
them. Over the moon.
I can't even list. I can't even list all of the things he's doing that I disagree with.
Oh, Tom, let me tell you, sorting it out legally is going to take years.
No doubt. Unbelievable.
I don't know where to start.
Before anybody believes one word that Takira is saying, she does nothing but lie. I know Takira's baby isn't mine. The only thing it took for me to get her to the hotel for sex was a $7 chicken dinner.
All right.
I've never met Takira's baby, Keyshawn. But I can tell people. from the picture that those baby's eyes are way too wide. Oh. And the baby's hairline is way too far back. She doesn't look a damn thing like me. Shakira and her loudmouth plus-size sisters need to shut the hell up and stop telling me that I'm your child's fault. Shakira, your baby is not getting my new Camaro money, but I did
Camaro
get you
money.
Something. These. You're going to need these for your run when Maury tells me I am not the father. All
but right. You know he's a Likas listener because he took her out for a $7 chicken dinner.
Yeah. He knows, man. That's all it took.
Every time I'm watching that show, I swear, I think about every guy who comes on. Could this guy be a listener? Could this guy be a listener? Could this guy be a listener? And it finally, finally happened. We finally got confirmation.
No, but $7 chicken, you're off to the races, man.
What'd they do? Yeah, Chick-fil-A?
Cool. Wow. I don't think they have that on the East Coast.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. It's from the South.
Is that right?
Yes.
I thought it was a California thing.
It may not be a New York thing, yeah. But definitely East Coast, yeah. Yes, they do.
I love it.
All right, 901-3000 Tom is our telephone number. More of our bonus hour with divorce attorney Adam Sachs is coming up.
You're listening to the Internet's number one call-in show, 901-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Devin Bronson has dropped in here to the studio. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
Now, you've been on the road. Tell us about some of the acts you work with.
Well, I've been touring extensively for the last 10 years. I just got back from a tour with Sebastian Bach from Skid Row. I've worked with Avril Lavigne, pretty much anybody in the pop music business, so it's been a blast.
Now, people have seen your name on our Twitter feed, and they've seen you around. You are the man behind the Black Box. What is the Black Box?
The Black Box was an idea I had. I remember being on tour with David Cook from American Idol, and I was looking for something to listen to music backstage at a show that kick butt, that was loud. And I couldn't find it. So a mutual friend who's in the audio industry, we started talking about it, and this did not exist. A rock and roll kind of themed audio brand that was loud, kicked your ass, sounded great, played music the way you wanted it to sound.
It's got this great bass quality to it. It sounds like speakers at a concert.
That was our goal, and we offer 12-volt as well with it, so you can plug it into your car, take it to the beach, anything you want to do with it. But the goal was not to sacrifice any volume, any sound, any quality, and make something that just kicked ass.
It's the Black Box. You go to bnaudio.com, put in the promo code Tom. You're going to love the Black Box.
You know, America loves the Gary and Dino Show. Especially when Dino takes a hot sauce challenge.
Let me catch my fucking breath. I think I may have been too liberal. Run like wagon dose. I put too much. I'm serious.
Guts, glory, stupidity. The Gary and Dino Show.
It's too much.
Go to GaryandDino.com.
I'm serious.
Your brand name is important to you, so it's important for you to protect it. SlamDunkDomains.com is where you need to start. The guys at Slam Dunk Domains are experts in helping you protect your brand with top-level domain names, .com, .net, .org, and many more. Plus, they'll host your website and email right at the same place. Visit SlamDunkDomains.com today and enter coupon code TOM101 for a 15% discount on any purchase over $30. Let the guys over at SlamDunkDomains.com score for you and your business. SlamDunkDomains.com.
Hammer time.
It's the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, we're here with divorce attorney Adam Sachs. Adam, how can people get in touch with you so we don't run out of time?
Call me toll-free, 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. Or email me, adam@adamlawyer.com. Or, God help us, check my website, www.adamlawyer.com.
Hammer time.
Wow, wow, wow.
That was great. That was a great call. Hit me with another, man.
It was. I'm going to hit you with another right now. Here's Juan in Orange County. Juan, you're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam Sachs. Adam.
Hey, Juan.
Hello, guys. How are you doing?
Right.
Adam, I just have one big question for you. Just like a divorce hearing, the same rules apply if you file for child custody. If they do not respond to the you know, the paperwork that you just submitted to get full custody of your kids, is it kind of like a divorce? Do you automatically default and win if they don't respond within a certain time period?
Right. You know, generally speaking, family law is like civil law. And there are a lot of strict rules in terms of times and cutoffs and whatnot. But broadly speaking, family law is generally played a lot more loosely. In civil law, there are a lot of cutoffs and deadlines. And family law follows civil law. But generally speaking, it's done a lot more loosely. And so technically, in a civil case, if there's supposed to be some document filed like 9 days before the hearing and you don't file it, the judge is not supposed to even look at it. Or let's say you file it late or you don't file it at all, you're supposed to default, as you've just described. But when your girl comes in and cries in front of the judge that she didn't know she was supposed to file something and she forgot to file it, and they're going to send her to the self-help center, she's going to file it the day of the hearing, and it's going to be allowed. So the reality is that you have to track these things. You have to have a lawyer because it's just too critical. And you can never expect something as big as custody to fall in your lap because someone forgot to check off a box. That's just not going to happen.
Okay, yeah, not at all. I mean, I had to do that because I hear you guys, you know, say this all the time, take the first step and don't be playing catch-up. So that's what I did, and I had to do that. And I just wanted to see if it was the same, you know, the rules applied.
What is the first, what is the first step mean?
Court.
So what did you do that's the first step, as you say?
Well, I went to the self-help center.
Okay, so you're doing your divorce without a lawyer.
No, the divorce. That's already, you know, been taken care of. This is just a whole different issue as far as, you know,
right,
child custody.
So you're taking care of your child custody without a lawyer?
Yes.
So what you should do is you should go to the gun store, buy a gun, put it in your mouth, and pull the trigger, okay?
All right, guys.
I can tell you right now, seriously, that there's no way you're going to be able to do what you need done. It's just not going to work. It is not something you can do on your own. You're talking about changing custody, and you think you're going to be able to do that with a self-help center? Something as important as your children and where they live and your love for them, you should spend a little money on a lawyer. It's not going to work if you do it yourself, okay? I'm serious.
I'll definitely consider that. But I just want to...
See, Tom?
Don't consider it. Do it. These are your children. Wait.
I'm discouraged
about.
By this, Tom.
I know you are. Look, whether you hire Adam or not, you need to hire a lawyer. You have to do this. You know, it'd be one thing if you were married.
She already got filed, and she already got served, and we're just basically, I want to know what I have to do from now on. Obviously, get a lawyer is one of them, but do I have to...
Now you see, he's schnurritum. He's trying to get some more information on the paper. Dude,
right. You
don't do this hearing by yourself. Think of what's at stake. It's your children, for God's sake. You wouldn't spend a couple of thousand to make sure it's done correctly, for God's sake? Come on. Stop, man. That's irrational.
Hypothetically speaking,
if you were fighting with American Express over a $2,000 bill, you would get a lawyer. If you were going to lose your car or you're worried about the mortgage on your house, you would get a lawyer. But now you're talking about your kids and custody, and you're trying to squeeze the info out of me? Come on. That's nonsense, okay? Come on. You're not thinking clearly.
If you were going to have brain surgery done, and a brain surgeon were a guest on a talk show, would you call him and ask where you should start cutting and how much you should start cutting and, you know, what kind of tools to use? Would you do that?
Not at all.
What?
Not at all.
Why? Do you think this is easy to do?
No.
So why are you cheaping out on this? Why would you consider, again, if you were married and had no kids, no property. You know, it was like my first marriage. It cost me $350 to get a divorce. Okay. That's fine. That's not your case.
No kids.
You have kids. Now, maybe... Oh, he did it.
No, he hung up.
I know.
You pissed him off.
Yeah. Tough shit.
That's hard, Tom.
Tough shit.
You know, Tom, I had this woman call
me. Get an attorney, you cheapskate.
I had this woman call me a couple of years ago, and her brother had gotten arrested. And she was telling me, I really love my brother. I really want to help him. How much is it going to be? And I said, well, I don't know. And she said, no, and I'll do anything for my brother. So I said, well, I think I'm going to need about $10,000. And I hear silence on the line. Now, her brother was arrested for some very serious stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I swear, Tom, she said to me, I love my brother up to about $2,000, but that's the cutoff. I don't love him $10,000. I mean, is that unbelievable? Is that the harshest thing ever? I mean, to talk about a guy who's going to lose custody of his kids.
That's what it was always about, Adam.
No.
You're still a romantic. You know that?
Oh, really?
Yes. You still are. Because the fact is, that's what it was always about. And that is what it is always about to begin with.
No, but if it's
just... But we're all in love in the beginning, and we don't see it.
You know what? I can accept all that. I'm talking about your kids.
Right.
Okay? Whoever you are, okay? If you have kids, and I know you don't, Tom, and that's fine, but if you have kids, you're supposed to devote some major part of your life to them. And if you won't stick up for them and you won't spend money to deal with their problems and help them, then you're a piece of shit.
Well, again, obviously he doesn't care if he gets custody or he doesn't. Doesn't care how often he's going to see his kids. Doesn't care, they could tell him to pay $100 a month or $1,000 a month or $10,000 a month. Obviously he doesn't care about himself either.
But I see these guys walking to the hearings without a lawyer all the time, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm sitting waiting for my case to be called, you see these guys come in and they get creamed. Okay, their papers are all fucked up. The judge doesn't even look at it. They give 15 seconds and it's over. And these guys go, well, I tried. The law's unfair. And it could have been won.
Right.
I mean, that's, whatever.
Outrageous.
Okay, I'm a romantic, I guess.
Give everybody your phone number and your email address again.
800-340-7320. Adam@AdamLawyer.com.
There you go. And
I do answer my phone. 800-340-7320.
Just have that romantic music in your head when you call. Because remember, Adam is truly a romantic at heart. He tells you he's jaded after all this time. But in reality,
can you imagine?
This
think
is
about
his
it,
real
Tom.
Personality.
Tom, I'm talking to people. I mean, it's so sad, man.
Yes.
I get confronted with these horrible stories.
Right.
The wife takes the kids away. The guy hasn't seen them in years. I mean, I think of it from the point of view of the child. It's terrible, you know?
Right.
But there are things that can be done, but guys are afraid. Guys don't pull the trigger. Look at women filing 85% of divorces. Think about that.
Right.
I mean, guys are just sitting there going, oh, I don't think she's going to do it.
And that's not a surprise. That tells you how much women have to gain by getting divorced.
It shows the control, Tom.
It shows the control, but the point is, everybody knows who gets the big benefits in divorce court. That is why women file most of the divorces.
You know what guys say to me, Tom? You know what guys say to me? This is so over the top. So many guys say to me, if I file this, she's never going to sleep with me again. And I go, you fucking kidding me? That's what you're thinking about? Don't you understand you're supposed to be getting away from her? That's that scarcity of pussy thing I told you, Tom.
Right.
So it's like the guy's thinking, if I lose this great piece of ass, I'm never going to have it again. If you listen to what Carl was saying before, the truth is that this married chick, he was hung up on her, Tom. She gave him some special techniques that she learned in the Orient, and he was hooked.
Exactly right. All right. Adam Sachs, 1-800. What's the number?
Don't get me started. They'll like us.
What's your number?
1-800-340-7320.
And you'll hear Adam every Tuesday as a bonus hour on the Tom Likas Show. It's every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Radio would never, ever let us do this. 901-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys of Gary Dino.
You better believe it, baby!
We're brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com, click on the Beer Magazine banner, get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's Beer Magazine. New study shows that divorce rates are higher in religiously conservative red states than blue states.
Right, because they probably get married faster, I'm guessing, in the red states.
You think that's it?
Yeah. I think our friends in the blue states decide to test out the waters a little bit. They don't necessarily get married.
What does the Bible have to say about the divorce?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why they quickly get married.
What does it have to say about divorce?
Believe me, you look at that bitch long enough, it don't matter. Red, white, blue state, don't matter. You time to go. Time to call or go to AdamLawyer.com.
Well, you would be correct. Ding, 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 in some sense. Specifically, putting pressure on young people to marry sooner, frowning upon cohabitation before marriage,
right.
Teaching abstinence-only sex education, and making access to resources like emergency contraception more difficult.
Exactly.
D-U-N. Done. They call it Divorce Month. It's January. We've talked about this before. What's fascinating is this article in CNN citing some of the reasons why people wait until January to actually file for divorce. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the one we speak of all the time, you don't want to be perceived by friends and family to be heartless and cut somebody off right before the holidays. However, there are much more heartless reasons that people do it. CNN citing that people do so so that you can get a hold of your husband's bonus, his Christmas bonus.
Oh, man, that's ruthless. Come on.
And think about it. If, you know, if your dude brings a lot of bacon home, that could be a substantial amount of money.
Right.
End of year bonus. You got the holiday bonus. Just plus,
think about that.
You don't want to muckety-muck the taxes up, so you make it nice and neat. You wait till January 1. And then you kick the guy in the balls.
It's very ruthless.
And Happy New Year, everybody.
Wow.
That's the way it works.
Just amazing to think of it.
Amazing,
you,
right?
You just hold off. Just hold off now. You know why.
Remember that Governor David Patterson of New York, the blind dude?
He was cheating.
He was doing hookers.
Yeah.
He was doing hookers. He's finally getting divorced.
Well, it was time for him. Let's face it. Our friend...
Well, you say that about a lot of people, but they're still married, you know?
Well, that was dumb for him to even stay with her.
I mean,
it was stupid. It was dumb.
Yeah.
He could have just called 211
right.
and been fine with the whole thing, but he didn't.
He did not.
So instead, he stuck with this girl, and you knew this woman, and you knew damn well it was going to last. Our friend's
right.
already looking outside of the marriage, and he even can't see, so he had to feel outside the marriage, and he did.
Mm.
He can't see.
Drew Barrymore in a new interview saying she will forbid her daughter from posing for Playboy.
Yeah, well. I wonder if she's also going to stop her from doing the cocaine at a young
age. Drew doing like 8 years old or something?
It was unbelievable.
She was like drinking a bottle of whiskey
and the cocaine. It's all in her book. She said it herself. I'm not making it up.
If I only had met her earlier, because I started at 9, so. You know.
Yeah, well, I'd like to find out where she gets some cheaper stuff. Looking for a better deal.
Right. Exactly. Awesome article out of Long Valley, New Jersey in the Long Valley Patch about these awesome off-road wheelchairs now made available to disabled veterans. They're awfully expensive, but you do what you can to get one of these, you know, underneath one of these guys, because it's absolutely, there's a video included. Dude's actually riding around in the snow on it.
Yeah, like better than a snowmobile. Dude's cranking along. And I'm sure people are like, they don't even realize it's a wheelchair. They want one of these things, too.
Exactly.
But
it's
they got to
awesome
go for
off-road
people
vehicle.
Who are in the need. I mean, you can't just...
No, no doubt about it.
But does look like a whole lot of fun. A dude's keeping up with a dog who's running around in the snow, and he looks like a great time. If you affixed a shovel on it, he'd be a snow plow.
Right. Yeah, it's an amazing deal. Finally, a pick alert for you. There's an Australian actress. Her name is Sharni Vinson.
How are you going, then?
She's gallivanting in the ocean on her holiday there with a horse. This chick is
about... to the United States for like 3 months?
There are...
how you going?
There's article after article stating how shockingly skinny this woman appears to be.
She looks fine to me. I get it, where people be freaked out. But
your girl
mean,
claims that she actually ate a hamburger and drank a banana milkshake for 3 solid weeks leading up to the time this picture was taken. This is like skeletal, dude. You're down with this?
How you going?
This doesn't work for me, man.
How you going?
I'd rather
just
do the
angle
horse.
Which you... It's just the angle in which he's there.
I know. By the way, there are other pictures taken on this very day in that very outfit that don't look as drastic as
this
one.
Right. They, of course,
you
are
could
highlighting
see, you
it.
Could see every bone. I mean,
I got bone for her to see, too. How you going?
Put some chili on that
one. I'm going to shave my head.
Right.
How you going?
Plenty more newsforguys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
You better believe it, baby.
Be sure to check out our podcast. GaryandDino.com is where you find it. A brand new show every Friday. It's GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
All right, boys. Let's take a minute to talk about Allure Detail. Now, you've probably seen the amazing pictures I've posted to Facebook and BlowMeUpTom.com. of the work done on my Tesla. Now, even though it's a pretty new car, Allure actually performed a paint correction, which removes all those light scratches and swirls you get in the finish. And then they apply something called Opticoat to protect the car for years. I have never seen paint look this good. Never. Now, it's an unreal, mirror-like, wet finish. And if you go look at the photos, you're going to see what I'm talking about. I mean, honestly, my Tesla may look better than the day I got it. It's Allure Detail at AllureDetail.com. They've been in business for 7 years. Family owned and operated with over 18 five-star Yelp reviews and over 30 five-star customer lobby reviews. These guys do great work, and they come to you. They came to me. They do the work on my Tesla while I do the show. Mention my name and get a special $99 dressy detail with free paint inspection or 20% off any package they offer. Wheel scuff repair, paintless dent repair, windshield repair. These guys do it all. Check them out at AllureDetail.com. By the way, email them a picture of your car, and you'll get a free quote within 24 hours. It's our friends at Allure Detail at AllureDetail.com.
This is the new normal.